Hi, I'm here in Kampala at the Hive Collab with Barbara Birungi, who is the director here. And the Hive Collab has already received a grant from the Indigo Trust, and we're hoping to support them in expansion. Hi, Barbara.
Hi.
I just wanted to ask you, first of all, what you see as the biggest successes of the Hive Collab to date?
Creation of mHealth project, which is going to help reduce on the mortality rate, which is high in Uganda, and also reducing on the unemployment rate in Uganda, which is so rampant and still growing because of our population being so big and most of the majority people in Uganda under the age of 18. So we are believing in creating employment in the tech field.
That sounds fantastic. Have you managed to find employment for anyone who's been working at the lab?
Yes, we have three people right now currently employed. Two are working with UNICEF, Moses and Victor, who are working with UNICEF. And we also have people who have formed their own businesses that are currently business owners and are employing people. So a lot of employment and job creation is coming out of the Hive Collab.
And what about challenges? It must be quite difficult running this space here. What would you say are some of the key challenges of running this space?
Okay, the challenges we've been facing are the rampant power shortages in Uganda that have been so high, and the internet being unstable sometimes, and that's with all the networks. I can't say maybe we can shift to another. So it's been general. And also financially, we've had a few hurdles here and there, but we're still pushing on. The belief is there, the energy is there, and we believe in making this the greatest hub in Africa.
And what sort of support is available or will be available at the hub in order to support some of the tech community?
Well, we'll have mentoring, business mentorship. We'll have mentors, people who are actually making it in the business world, come in and mentor our tech people that are coming in to be incubators in the Hive Collab, legal support. Because so many do not know how to maybe legally set up a company or register it. So we'll be offering legal and business support to them. The space is available for them. Internet connection, internet connectivity, a good internet connectivity with unlimited bandwidth. Yes. And also networking among themselves. The mentees that come in have open relationships to work together, come up with projects and be business owners together.
That sounds fantastic. And Barbara, I understand you're also very interested in empowering women through the hub. Can you tell me a bit about this project, please?
Yes, we have Women in Technology Uganda, WITU, which is solely for empowering more women into technology in Uganda. It's a worldwide problem where there are few women in tech, not because they can't do it, but because of fear or lack of a platform to address their issues and tackle issues together. So at WITU, Women in Technology Uganda, that is our goal, to tackle all the issues that women face, to make sure that women become CEOs of ICT tech companies, to become executive directors in ICT companies, for women to be given a strong ground, for women to stand and become recognized in the tech world as leaders.
Thank you very much, and I wish you all the best of luck.
Thank you.